Father in heaven, we thank you for your goodness to us. Father, we pause at the beginning of this time to acknowledge your love, to acknowledge your sovereignty, to acknowledge your power, to acknowledge your grace, to acknowledge your holiness, to acknowledge your mercy, to acknowledge that you are everywhere present, you fill the earth, and yet you are intimately present in our lives. For those who have trusted you, your spirit lives in us, making us living temples, living sanctuaries, the presence of God within us. Father, we could go on and on about how wonderful, how amazing you are, but we pause just to stand in awe of you for a moment, to acknowledge that you are the one who gives us life and breath. You are the one who sustains us. You're the one who strengthens us. You're the one who encourages us and comforts us. And you're the one who uses us and invites us to be about that ministry in the lives of others. And so we welcome your unique presence this morning, Father, by your Holy Spirit, to come and open the eyes of our hearts to see Jesus in a fresh way. Father, may your glory come in a way that would change us and transform us in a way that would make us more like your Son. Inhabit the praises of us, your people. We look forward to this time. May you speak to us, may you encourage us, and then may you send us to be your ambassadors here in the world around us. We love you. We worship you. It's a privilege to gather. And Father, as we do, may we also be reminded of the great price that has been paid for us as we would celebrate communion of Jesus, the Savior of the earth, the Savior of the world, taking our sin, taking our shame, taking our guilt, taking our sickness, taking our disease, to defeat it, to pay the price for it, to overcome it. And Jesus, you are our one day coming King, and we look forward, gives us great hope. We love you. Be present in our midst, in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you would please.